Could this be why we come onto the scene in Genesis chapter 1 with an earth that lay in ruin, Toho and Boho, and it was desolate? And then God had to restore the earth because something had come through our solar system, and they described it in Egypt and in Greece as a great comet. But was it a comet? They said it came. People saw it. They wrote it. They recorded what happened and the results to the land, to the people, to the cattle, to agriculture as a direct result of it. God completed the restoration of planet Earth and told man to multiply and replenish. Anybody can go to the Strong's Concordance and look up the word replenish, and you will see that it says it means to repopulate the earth. Apparently, there was some kind of population on planet Earth before Genesis 1, when God came on the scene and it was laying, the earth was in ruins. And now all of a sudden God started things and restored it all over again. Well, what did he say in Acts 3, verse 18 to 21? He said when Jesus comes and the heavens are holding him, and when he comes, he will have to restore all things. Restore it from what kind of a condition? Well, it's already said if he didn't intervene, there would no flesh be saved alive, so something pretty devastating is going to happen to planet Earth. And inhabitants of this Earth is going to know about it. They're going to see it because they're going to kill over with heart attacks. They're going to hold their stomach, men, as if they were delivering babies. Could this shifting of our planet's rotation and the accompanying geophysical changes to Earth have been ultimately triggered by the passage of this terrible red comet?